Hello.
I can speak to the baby, please.
Hi, Sting. Sting.
Hi, David. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're helping you with
your... Listen, I'm with people at the moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hello. Right.
Are you okay to talk now, David?
I'm all right to talk now.
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, David, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Right.
My job here is...
Bro. I need to talk to this guy.
My job as a senior investigator at MMA Legal, David, is to gather as much information
as
we possibly can so we can subsidise and substantiate your claim value through the Scottish redress.
Sound.
I am going to ask you some sensitive questions, David. Are you sure you're okay to...
I'm all right to answer them, right, but I've answered them that many times, right? I've told that many different people lately, mate. It's fucking my head again. Like, I tried to figure out about all this, mate, and now I'm having to speak about it again and all that, mate. And
so
it's me. It's all right, but obviously it needs to be done, doesn't it? So it doesn't happen to anybody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna go into specifics, David. If this is more about how your time in care has affected you later on. So I don't know what you mean later on in life.
It's fucked us up, mate.
Okay. Are you depressed? Do you have any sort of...
I'm depression, anxiety, shit like that, mate.
Okay.
I don't like anybody being behind me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, mate. Don't like anybody being behind me, mate. When I'm with partners, I end up fighting with partners through this, right?
Yeah.
I don't like to be in a bed with anybody or anything like that.
Okay.
I panic, you know what I mean? Like, she's during the night, if they move or something, mate, I fucking shit myself, mate. You know what I mean? Like, I'll panic. But if my missus touches me or something, mate, I wake up and I get a fight in my life. Things like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Okay. It's affected me, right? And it's also, like, you know, violence, yeah, the same violence breeds violence, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you
yeah.
see the violence that I suffered, right? Mate, it's made me a violent person, mate, do you know what I'm talking about? But that's just the nature of the place, know what I mean? And I've done some amount of jail for violence, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't understand, mate. I was restrained and hit and all that and things like that, mate. And I was like, and all that, do you know what I mean? You're fighting for survival in these places. That when you grow up,
you
understand that. Do you know what I mean? But,
but
the only person I ever told, right, in my family was my sister. And the woman that I spoke to the other day, she is willing to, I said to my sister, you might need to speak to this person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so obviously, but I don't, obviously, no, I had a phone, like, if you'd meet the person, and she'd tell you, obviously, about how it affected her, and I told her what happened, do you know what I mean? I kept it to myself, because I thought, like, would I take my manliness away or something, you know what I mean, if people knew that, do you know what I mean, but, I didn't want to name anybody, and that's why I never said nothing, right?
Yeah, of course.
But obviously, the people said that I can name the people and not no harm, so it'll court-wise or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I know names.
Okay. So do you not want to give me names at the minute now?
I don't know names, that's what I'm saying, I do.
Okay.
I don't know names, not, I mean, I don't know all the names, right, but... I know one. One was my key worker. And then there was a group, right? But I can't really remember because the drug man's not called it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I'll tell you what, David. My job is to write to all these institutions, to the local authorities, and get the information from them. What I'm then going to do is I'm going to come back, I'm going to give you all the information, and me and you are going to talk about it. So
right,
I don't need you to run through it now. Obviously, I understand it.
That'll be all right. You'll get things like... I got the same naked, right, up a man and a woman, right?
Yeah.
That's been on for hours, mate. I'm talking like 4 hours. And I wouldn't calm down. I told him, I'm no fucking calming down. This is no right what you're doing to me, right?
Yeah.
So he told me, Dale, if you don't calm down, this is no going to stop me, right? They had me in a basket hold, right? And it broke me, right? It really did break my temper, right? They had me in this basket hold thing. So I've had to kid on that I calmed down, right?
Yeah.
So I kidded on, I calmed down. I jumped up. I grabbed a red ash football boot. I had a football boot that was all covered in red ash. I can remember it clear as day as if it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And I grabbed it, right, but obviously I've been sitting down for hours, so obviously I'm restrained, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he's getting up, right, he's on his way up, because he's been sitting down, and he's an older guy, you know what I'm talking about? I smashed him in the face with the football bit and bust him, right, but then the woman's tried to grab me. I've jumped back onto my bed, and I've busted her in the face, and plastered her nose away at her face, right?
Okay.
Right, so I thought, right, that's it, they're going to move me out of here now, right, so this was just residential. Mate, nothing happened to me for it. Nothing. Do you want to know why nothing happened? Because they were in the wrong, mate. They were in the fucking wrong, mate. They shouldn't have done that to me, mate, when I was... Mate, I was 12, mate. 12, maybe 13, bro. I came out the shower, I was fighting. My towel came down, and they took me into a room and sat and restrained me for hours, naked. And they were looking at me. They shouldn't. They could have at least covered me up. But they didn't.
Of course.
That's fucking, that's horrible, mate. It's disgusting, mate. Listen, I actually thought about when I grew up that I'm actually going to go and hurt these people. Do you know what I mean? But I actually decided against it. I never, that I didn't want to, do you know what I mean? But I could literally, if I seen that guy, I don't know if, I mean, there's a possibility I'd probably try and kill him or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no right for him to do that to me. Right? I know these calls are recorded, mate, but that's the truth, mate, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, if I seen him, mate, see if I was in a car driving or something and I seen him, mate, I would fucking put him right up in the air.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's fucked my life up, do you know what I mean? See, when I told, right, this is only, like, I only started this maybe 20, 23. I told a woman from Turning Point, Scotland, mate, this woman started bawling her eyes out when I told her that I got restrained naked. Right?
What's Turning Point, David?
Turning points, like a place. They come out and they help you in your house, like with your dishes and things like that.
Okay.
Mate, this woman started greeting her, and she's like, listen, son, you need to make a report about this and all that.
Yeah.
And that's, I only told her about that, like, they're getting restrained and all that, right? So that's when I realised, like, how bad it really was, you know what I mean? And then obviously, the way my life's been, because obviously, the other stuff.
Yeah.
But the people are like, even, I was in the job centre the day, right, for talking to you. And the security guard kept walking up and down behind me, right? And I said to him, excuse me, I can't have people behind me. I went, I need to turn my chair to the side. I went, I can't have that. See, I'm walking right behind me. Like, I went, I can't. It makes me all nervous and I get anxious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it makes me...
Yeah.
It makes
How's
me,
the medication, David? Is that helping you with your anxiety?
I'm on sertraline. I'm on sertraline and buprenorphine. But also,
is that helping you, is it?
Aye, it helps, aye. But I take the diazepam, right? But they will not prescribe it to me. They won't prescribe it to me.
Okay. Okay.
But they're no fake, I reckon. I get them after people, do you know what I mean? But I have to pay for them.
Yeah.
But I don't abuse them. But I don't abuse them, mate. I know, but what I'm saying is, like, I only take two a day. One in the morning and one at night.
Yeah.
Right.
Why won't he prescribe the diazepam to you?
I don't know, mate, because they don't date to people in Scotland, mate, because we're all mental up here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all mental, mate. Like, you 10 people rather, mate, I guarantee you fucking half of them are dead by the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Mate.
Can I, with your permission, David, can I write to your GP, buddy, and ask them about your depression and your medication?
To my head.
Okay. To your GP, your doctors.
Aye, butter, aye.
Can you tell me what your doctor's detail?
I did this yesterday with somebody, so that it's Thurston Road surgery.
Wait, say that again, sorry.
Thurston Road surgery.
Thurston,
T-H. Aye, T-H-I, that's the one, mate. T-H-I, Thurston Road surgery.
Yeah, I think it's the Scouse and the Scottish.
Aye, aye. Yeah, I know, I've got some a few Scouse pals, right? My brother's got a Scouse pal, right? I'll tell you this, right? He used to phone, right? And this is all I heard, right? I'm not trying to be shit. But all I heard was, wee dog, dog, doggy, dog, doggy, dog, that. And I'd like, listen. I went, listen, I'll tell him to phone you back later. That's all I heard. Know what I mean? I went, listen, mate, you need to slow down a wee bit. And that's all I heard. Wee dog, dog, doggy, dog, doggy, dog. But like, know what? I did listen to Scouse rap, so I did. I'm not really a fan of Mazza. I like the other one. I like Hazy and that.
I like
Hazy and P10 and all that. I like that. Maybe a bit of any and that. Shut up.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Am I okay? Can I have I got your permission to write to your GP?
Aye, you sure have, pal. Yeah, I don't really get on with that GP. I've only seen him a couple of times. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not really a talkative person, like to see pharmacists and all that.
Yeah, and I get that, buddy.
I've never really opened up to anybody. It's only just been lately that I've started all this.
Okay. So, just to let you know, David, who was it that you said you'd spoken to? Was it a lady at...
A woman yesterday.
Turning
point? I don't know. Or she left, so she did. But I might still have her number.
Have you got any family members that have seen the impact of what happened to you?
Aye, well, my ma fucking can't stand the fact the way I act. Like,
yeah.
I do mad things, you know. I'll keep getting up and make sure the door's locked and all that.
Okay.
And things like that. Then she's the one that started giving me the Valium. You know what I mean? But I'll get the Valium after my sister. Then when I took me, I stoked that. You know what I mean? But she's like, what are you doing? I went, nothing. I begin doing the whole check and make sure the door's locked and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when I'm in my room, I barricade my door and all that. Like mad.
I don't blame you. Nobody's going to blame you for doing
that.
No,
you know what I mean? It's like mad. And then obviously my partner was like in the bed, like, oh, but I wasn't going to put a paw between us because, like, if you touch me, I'll fucking get a fight in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. So what I'm going to do, David, after I've got all your information, I'm going to come back with a plan, substantiate your statement. It may be worth us having a chat with your mum, get a witness statement from your mum.
Right. My mum doesn't really know much, right, but she knows about how the home's affected me, right? Obviously, I've told her bits, but she doesn't know everything, right?
Yeah.
But the person who does is my sister.
Okay.
I told my sister everything, right, but it really affected my sister, like, really bad. Like,
we'll have a chat with your sister, and we'll get a statement from her.
All that's
going to do, David, is going to massively impact the claim value. So all this information we're gathering is to try and get you as much money as we possibly can. So we'll have a chat.
It's what I know what to be honest with you, mate. It's not really about money. I know what it's about. It shouldn't have happened.
Of course,
I don't want it to happen to any other way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because listen, Scotland's full of people now that are all taking drugs, right? And obviously there'll be a lot of wains out there that we're going to care. And these people need to be stopped. Do you know what I mean? But they can't be doing that. Do you know what I mean? Like a paedophile ring, you know what I mean? In a home, won't you fuck, man? Do you know what I mean? And then obviously, see, because I went home at the weekend, right?
Yeah.
They couldn't get at me because I could have told somebody. Right.
Yeah, of course, yeah, for the poor kids, you never...
For the ones that didn't, they got them, and you've seen them going down hill, but the ones they wanted to get it, they could get them another way, like they drug them, put them onto me, you know what I mean, the dirty bastards. That's what they've done, and I remember, like, I woke up and remember, I talk about it, it makes me like agree, but... It was all right, mate. It was fucked up, bro. So it was, right? It was some fucked up shit, mate. I don't know how people can do that to children, mate.
No, disgusting.
Honestly, mate. And I was only away and all, mate. I was only away, mate. Do you know what I mean? My family gave me up because I was in the right, and then obviously fucking I've got mad people trying to do shit like that to me, fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, let's. That was before, it's not about the money. But unfortunately, the Scottish Government and the like...
They have put plenty of money aside of it, aye.
Yeah, they only understand it when you hit them in the pocket, and that's when you start raising awareness.
Aye, listen, what I told the woman yesterday is I will make a sizable donation to a charity, a children's charity, for abuse.
Who did you speak to yesterday, David?
I don't know, some woman I don't even know. Can't even remember.
Where company she's from?
Thanks for your company, mate. I don't know, maybe I'll get two claims going at the same time, mate. Maybe I'm going to get double. She asked me the kind of the same questions you're asking me, mate.
Okay.
Kind of the same things, you know, about why I speak to, like, my sister and things like that.
We've got we've got all your information. We've got your application number from Scottish Readers, so we're the only company really.
Right, sounds
that
right.
Should be it. So I'll check my end.
Aye, it was somebody yesterday. I can't really remember her name, mate. She's very nice, but...
Was she an English lady?
I think she was English, mate. To be honest with you, I think she was English.
Okay. Leave that one with me. I'll check my side.
You're not really English, but you're Scouse. That's not a country in Dane. Scouse is, it's like Glasgow, you know what I mean? Glasgow, we're no Scottish, we're Glaswegian, you know what I mean? Scousers are Scousers. We're Scousers, you know what I mean? Well, listen, mate, you find Scousers everywhere. I'm telling you, I was in a wee village in Morocco, man, and there was a Scouser that had a bar.
Yeah,
Jesus, like, you just get everywhere. I'm telling you, man, everywhere. Oh, yeah, the world. I guarantee you, man, you're walking through the desert in Dubai, there's a Scouser.
on a camel,
you know what I mean?
probably,
a Scouse camel, innit? But okay, it'll be a sore on, innit? It's trapped to the back.
I just need to make you aware that you could have applied to Scottish Redress yourself. There's free funding options.
Obviously, I get to pay yous, or I get to legal aid, or whatever. I've just decided to pay yous.
Okay, let me...
Is that what you mean? And then, obviously, you've done something like... You sent me something where I signed something, and you've ended up... Yous were taking 30%, but you phoned me and went, like, we've sent the wrong forms, we only want 20%.
Yeah.
So that's all already been sorted.
Okay, but let me just run through it anyway with you, just really quickly. So, you can apply for Scottish Redress yourself. There are other law firms in England and Scotland.
No, I'll just stick with what yous are doing. You know what I mean? Because I don't do that. I've already spoke to yous and told yous. I don't like to tell anybody else, mate.
Okay, you shouldn't.
See, the more I talk about it, the more depressed I get.
Yeah, I keep feeling getting a bit angry as well. So
you know what I mean? It makes me fucking angry, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you'll never ever pay more than 20% with us, David.
Our 20%.
So no matter what you get, you will only ever pay us 20%, and you'll never pay us money if you don't win. So it's a genuine no-win.
No, she wants you to get my history, wants you to get my file, trust me.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Because, honestly,
about the restraint, I had the form. I told my mum, I went, why did you rip that up? I used to show people it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you fucking keep showing people that, and like, why did you do that? Because obviously I done mad stuff, do you know what I mean? I used to run away all the time. Like, I broke into a cabin and stole a shotgun and was running about in the woods with it and all that, do you know what I mean? Like, crazy stuff, do you know what I mean? I was no writing in it, I was only away, but I was in a bad place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I used to show my pals, I'm like, look at this, look at the things I've done when I was 12 and all that.
Sometimes you need justification as to why you're acting like you are.
Why I act like and why my life's turned out the way it is, and what I've done through my experiences in the
It all stems from your childhood, David. Everything that happens here as an adult is because of what's happened here as a child. It's 100%. Just let me run through this last piece with you, then I'll let you go. You can instruct another law firm, David. They will get paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government, but they'll only apply for you. We've entered into a private fee agreement with yourself in which you'll pay us a maximum of 20%.
I'll stick with you, mate.
All right, perfect, buddy. So I'll give you a call in a few weeks, David, to let you know how I'm getting on, and we'll have another mad chat.
Right.
Yeah.
I will have another mad chat, right? Mad job, I'm still having a mad chat. But what I was going to say, right, see, once you get my history, right?
Yeah.
It comes in a form. It's got a green. This is the one I had. It has a wee green bit of string with two bits of metal. See, holding it together.
Yeah.
I would like a copy of that, mate.
You can have it, but it's yours.
I would like a copy of that, because that's my history, you know what I'm talking about? And that's the proof that happened.
Yeah, 100%.
Not then about the other stuff, right, but there's the stuff about all the mad stuff and the restraints and all that I got restrained all the time.
Okay, yeah, it's yours. I may even come up and see you and give it to you, but...
We'll sit and get a laugh, you know what I mean? I would go for a pint with you, but I don't drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Took you to try in case I like it.
Yeah, stay away from it. Thank you, David. It was lovely to see you.
Right, no bother, pal. Be lucky, right? See you soon. Right, bye.
Bye, mate.